12:49, Justin Aker, Chris K, Matty T. Let me say this.
What?
A couple things. Merlin Olsen was on Little House on the Prairie, and he does have a luxurious beard. However, he was not the guy attacked by the bear, as I was corrected. Thank you, Monty Rao, for the assist. Victor French was the actor that portrayed the gentleman who was attacked by the bear on Little House on the Prairie. This guy survived a bear attack on the show, but he died of lung cancer, unfortunately.
Wow.
Victor French, bad man.
Death will find you.
Yes. I don't know what the episode was where he got attacked by the bear, but it's always stayed with me.
Jason Peterson says, Red Fox's beard.
Red Fox has a great beard. Who else did you just mention in the break that was really good?
Uncle Jesse from Dukes of Hazzard.
Uncle Jesse.
We had two
awesome
suggestions for that.
Also, yep, if you're going to go all of TV, I would include commercials, and I'd throw in the guy from the Dr. Pepper 10 commercials. The man, you know, who's out in the woods chewing bark and catching salmon and throwing it to bears. That guy and the Dos Equis, most interesting man in the world.
That guy's got a great beard, too.
He does. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I think for some people, it makes you look more distinguished. For some people, it just makes you look dirty.
You know, like Andrew Luck right now. Man, he looks like he should be on Game of Thrones as,
he does,
as the Hound.
He looks like he could be the Hound. I mean, he could be like, yes, Andrew of the North.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, everybody should grow a beard right now. Even if you're a chick, it's so cold outside.
It'll help.
Honestly.
The wind was peeling my face apart last night.
There were a lot of Italian family members that would be well-suited to live down here. I had an aunt. I'm telling you, I had an aunt who had a beard. I swear to you, she would pinch my cheeks real hard, and she was a great aunt. She would rub my face with her face, and it always got razor burn.
Some whiskers under there?
Oh, boy, God rest her soul. She's passed now. Alan.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. Talking about good-looking beards, I think the guy named Sebastian Cabot stayed on Family Affair.
Yes, I recall, but not very well.
Okay, well, that's probably a little before your time.
The name rings a bell, but I can't remember the beard. This is where Tommy Smith would come in handy.
He was the butler on Family Affair.
Okay.
This is a great-looking beard. Wow. That's just
Let me ask you
awesome.
This. If you put Uncle Jesse's beard on Catherine Bach, is she still hot?
Yes.
I don't know about that one.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
I mean, I don't know.
Matt, I guess you're the only one that's ever photoshopped that picture and then stayed up late at night looking at it. Bill Ford Tough Savings Celebration going on right now at Landers Ford in Benton, Arkansas. On all new cars, trucks, and SUVs, as well as certified pre-owns. Come in and get your best deals of the year only at the Ford dealer that's big enough to serve but small enough to care. And by the way, Matt Jones, if you're listening to the show, come down here because I want to talk to you about big beard care. Big beard care. I want to know what you do to keep that beard up and running. I want to talk about the simplicity of doing business, big city selection, small town atmosphere, making the process easy for you at Landers Ford and Benton, the F-150, the official truck of the Arkansas Razorbacks. And tomorrow that truck rolls right over the Texas A&M Aggies. Get in the back, dog. We'll let you ride home, but otherwise you know what happens. Get in the F-150 if you want to be part of the family. Great selection, the entire Ford lineup. Over 500 used cars to choose from as well at Landers Ford and Benton, right by the Alcoa Road exit there. 501-315-4700. I guess that would be on the south side of I-30. I get a little confused with direction.
That's okay. Directionally challenged.
Yeah. I know where it is. I can get there. I've been there before.
That's good.
It's Landers Ford and Benton.
Follow your beard.
Yes. If you're getting confused, 501-315-4700. What's up, Jimbo?
Mr. French.
That's what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
No, that's what I was letting you know. That's who it was.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, did you think that that some of the calls, especially once Auburn got way ahead, do you feel like they were kind of trying to get Florida State back in the game?
No. Is this Ray Lewis?
No. I mean, I'm fine. I didn't have a dog in the hunt. I like Malzahn, but I just felt like on routes there was a lot of holding on blocking for Florida State. Oh, my God.
Did you watch the Green Bay and San Francisco game the other night?
Yes.
How about that game? You want to talk about – they're like, well, he didn't pull a knife on him. I guess we'll let that one go.
Isn't that scary? Yeah, but, I mean, I don't care what anybody says. I think referees get involved without really wanting to get involved because they see a team getting blown out and they start helping them back. They're not making any calls. I mean, there were some holds that, I mean, you know, my mother could have called that call, but
yeah, but your mom's always called it kind of tight.
Yeah, she calls it tight. She does. Mm-hmm. But
there was a face mask call that they did not call that was pretty blatant. It was just a finger on it, but it was enough of a drag on Winston that Jimbo Fisher was calling for it on the sidelines, that's for sure. They didn't call that. So.
Yeah, but, you know, they were talking about the horse collar, but on the previous drive, there was a horse collar on Auburn, and they never mentioned it. I mean, he had his shirt, and he just ripped it back, and you know, that was all he tackled him by.
I thought there was a horse collar on the long pass late in the game.
Oh, absolutely.
On the wide receiver that was running down the sideline, I thought the Auburn guy took him
out. That was definitely the case, but the ref was just trying to get out of the way.
Yeah.
He never saw anything happen. He was trying to get out of the way of the play.
Yeah, that's a good move. Jimbo, I appreciate the call.
Oh, well.
Take care, man.
All right.
All right, Ed Bradley from CBS News, great beard, says Kev, no doubt.
Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince had a great beard. And also,
he did.
What about Tim Allen's partner on Home Improvement?
Al.
Oh, yeah, Al Board
Borland?
Borland, yes. Al Borland. Boy, he got terrorized, didn't he, that poor guy? They should have let him make out with the attractive little sidekick chick on the show at the end just to kind of make up for all the abuse the guy took.
Here's one from the movies that was not in the movie the whole time, but it was enough to – you should at least remember it. Ron Burgundy's gritty, ugly beard with milk in it and food. And
oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Milk was a bad choice, no question. Scott and Hunt on the Keeley Service Coming Live Fan Feedback. Jesus and Moses both had great beards. I've never seen, I guess Moses had a great beard. I don't know. I'll take your word for it. Casper and Conway, great one. Yosemite Sam, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Kurt.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I want to respond to that guy that was calling in just a few minutes ago about the penalties. I mean, FSU would get robbed all night long. I mean, the horse collar, the face mask, the late hit out of bounds on that one play in the fourth quarter. On the receiver, and just all day long, there was murder in our receivers. I mean, absolutely ridiculous for that guy to have no dog in the hunt and not see the other side.
It all worked out okay, though, huh?
It did. It did.
Well, all right, appreciate that. Yeah, I don't know.
Thanks, guys.
I got to be honest. I was trying to watch it, but I was so exhausted. I'm sure I probably missed a call or two along the way. Wally Hall is here. Hi, buddy.
Did you tell Chris?
Tell him about me winning. 5-0?
Yeah, 5-0, ran the table.
I heard.
Moving to Vegas.
It's pretty impressive.
It was fun working with you, Wally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go, I'm going to be the new prognosticator. I'm going to take over for Danny Sheridan.
Vanderbilt kept me from having a perfect
score. Wait, you picked all the BCS games right?
No. The last five games of the year.
Oh, okay.
Oklahoma was the sixth game. It was six games ago. We had the two on Saturday, had the Cotton Bowl and the other BCS game.
Yeah.
Then we had the Vanderbilt game, the GoDaddy Bowl.
Okay.
I was the only one that picked ASU, by the way. And then in the last game, I had Florida State. Although I would not have covered the Vegas number.